points in 53 games before a serious knee injury knocked him out. He had committed to Minnesota State, went to Mankato, didn't play right away. He rehabbed while the team was playing. He eventually played in about 15 games, scored only one goal, and then followed Mike Hastings, Todd Knott, here to the University of Wisconsin. William Whitelaw now across the line, two on two with Horbach. Weaves his way to the slot, blind backhand pass, right wing. I think he was hoping for Lindmark, who battles back to win the puck. Now Horbach with it right wing, looking, Lindmark slot, and in front, Whitelaw deflected, Bischel, big save left pad, loose puck still in the paint, poking at it for Licky, but now Bischel holds on to it, Horbach was in there, Bischel shoves him down, Whitelaw on his backside too. Big Ten hockey, Wisconsin and Notre Dame protecting their goaltenders.
What a turnaround. But it looked like Wisconsin was about to face a three-on-two, but Owen Lindmark came back, pulled the puck back out. And then William Whitelaw, tic-tac-toe between Horbach, across the Lindmark, over to Whitelaw, and great, unbelievable save by Ryan Bischoff.
And Wisconsin's Jack Horbach just got a two-minute minor for slashing. That's the only infraction after that. And the Badgers shorthanded for the second time. The pass, Lindmark was in the slot. Excellent pass, low right to Whitelaw, who tried to lift the shot over Bischel. He made the stop, and then the puck ricocheted back to Whitelaw, who tried to use his left arm, if you will, to push it back on net. It hit the back of Bavaro and went to the ice. And then Horbach with his shenanigans, and Notre Dame taking exception, and Horbach gets the gate at 7:20.
And we saw Notre Dame's forward not too long ago, Jaden Davis, gave a slash to the goaltender Kyle McClellan after a whistle. This one, a little late slash to the goaltender's pads, and this one gets called.
Notre Dame's Landon Slaggart stops as he gains the Wisconsin line. Knubel now right point at Seedham, back to Knubel. Knubel, four goals last weekend against Augustana. His bid here, low right, off the stick of Lodge. Block shot for Daniel Lodge. Gets the loose puck. Found Cilia, who clears it out through center ice. Badgers will change their penalty killers. Scholl and Lindmark out with Palatichuk in care now. Up the right wing, it's Patrick Moynihan. Throws it back to Knubel. Skates through the center circle. Left wing pass intended for Slaggart between his wickets and run down by Kerr, and he'll fling it all the way down. Jeff Jackson will change his power play unit now. Scholl remains on the PK with Lindmark. Here's Drew Bavaro, big right-handed defenseman. Off far side to Fisher. Throws it back to Justin Janicki across the line. Sauce pass across. Run down by Trevor Janicki, his older brother. Whips it around to the left point and Fisher. Calling for it, Bavaro, right point, gets it. Toe pull shot, that's blocked. Came out to Fisher, over skates in the high slot. Drops it back down to Bavaro. Slides it back, Fisher, open left circle, shoots one. Nice save made by McClellan, sliding to his right. Think he used his head to stop that one. Now here's Moynihan with it. Tried to split a couple of Badgers. Fell down, the puck came out to the blue line. Held in nicely by Fisher, a St. Louis Blues draft choice. Justin Janicki, backhander from the slot, hit the crossbar. And then cleared out by Sawyer Scholl. 11 minutes left in the second, still scoreless. Power play continues for Notre Dame for another 15 seconds.
Again, just inches. Sawyer Scholl nearly had the puck and on his way for a breakaway to the right of the goaltender, and instead it was Notre Dame with a backhand shot off the crossbar.
Long lob pass by Wisconsin on a turnover now. Turnaround shot by Mellenbacher. High slot, missed the net. Bischel tried to clear all the way out to center. His clearing attempt hit his teammate. The puck came to the high slot. Mellenbacher had it. Bischel scrambled back to the net. Mellenbacher's shot, though, well high. Badgers kill off Notre Dame's power play, though. Irish now 0-2. Still no score here in South Bend. Lodge with it, dumps it in. Badgers need a change and get it. Tassi now comes out with Lucius and Cilia, as Dice Ballard just completed his shift on the penalty kill. Behind the Badgers net, McClellan leaves for Dexheimer. Patient with a puck, finds for Licky. Uses the corner boards to rim it around to Wisconsin's Lucius and out to neutral ice. Landon Slaggart, Tassi went for a hit, missed him. And then Dexheimer hits Slaggart, loose puck. Here's a chance back towards the net. A ricochet, Silanoff trying to refeed Ali on the give and go. It didn't connect. It fluttered airborne. Now behind the net, it's Silanoff. He tried to wrap it around with a backhand, and Cilia intercepted and threw it off the Notre Dame bench, stopping play. Oh, scrambling in front of the Wisconsin net. Two good chances for Notre Dame.
That's team defense for Wisconsin there. Pass across. I think it was Mike Verlicki that maybe got enough of the puck to break off the first one. And then Kyle McClellan was way on the left side, kind of got pulled around the left side of the goal. And David Cilia came through on the other side of the net and blocked a centering pass, kept the puck out.
No score, 9:39 left in the second period. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. All so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Top two goaltenders in the Big Ten have both been perfect today. Kyle McClellan and Ryan Bischel. Scoreless second period. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Back in South Bend, the Badgers dumped the puck in. It caromed off the partition towards the net, and Bischel stopped it with his skate and then fell down. Fans wanted a penalty on the Badgers for goalie interference. Didn't come. Charlie Stramel on the forecheck. Now Slagert tries to lift it out, slowed by Dexheimer. It comes out to neutralize. Moynihan backhand pass intended for Knubel behind him, and the Badgers now possess.
You know, we've seen backboards come into play a few times. Badgers were working on that yesterday at the skate, watching right around the Zamboni corner, around those boards, the puck bounces out hard, but it's been the glass a couple times, once for McClellan, and that one kind of a crazy one.
Anthony Kerr settles the puck and gets it deep in the Notre Dame zone to our left. Mellenbacher, Stang, Scholl on the forecheck. Stang forces a turnover. Mellenbacher low left, stick handled a little bit too much and gave it away. Scholl though helps out his teammate, trying to retrieve the puck, bothering Janicki and Plazinski before eventually Seedham takes it for the Irish. Long stretch pass for Ali. It ricocheted off Kerr. Ali chased it down, centering. Pass out of the reach of Janicki, who was untouched coming down the middle of the ice. Now Moynihan carried into the corner wall of the Wisconsin zone by Mellenbacher. Kerr as well. Two on two in that far corner. The referee yelling for the players to move it along. That's Sean Fernandez down there with the stripes. Wisconsin Scholl just got tripped down. We play on. Lodge now with it, and they'll hammer it deep. Around to the right corner, Mellenbacher in on the forecheck. Got to the puck first. Slowed there by Henry Nelson, freshman defenseman from Maple Grove. Out to the point. Scholl's shot didn't get through. Knocked down in front of the net, taken by Trevor Janicki. His lead feed for Ali. He couldn't play it cleanly. And the puck sent off a stick and into the Notre Dame bench with 7:46 to go in the second. Still no score, the Badgers and the Fighting Irish.
That would have been an interesting play there if somehow that puck went in. Sawyer Scholl, I think, outside the blue paint. Ryan Bischel tried to use his glove to grab that, and I think he put it right into Sawyer Scholl. Puck never made it in, but made it a little difficult for the goaltender.
Bischel a little bit more active when it comes to playing the puck than Wisconsin's McClellan.
Yeah. Again, we saw McClellan go back one time with a puck bounce out. I think since then he's gotten even more conservative than usual because he saw that first bounce, just taking the safe way and letting it go around, and his D take care of it.
Horbach on the forecheck. Steal in front. Whitelaw swings and misses on a belt-high pass. Now Scholl's able to refeed the zone out of the reach of Bischel around to the right corner. Horbach after it. Trying to bait Master Domenico into a turnover. The defenseman rims it around all the way out to the point. Palatichuk, here's a redirect in front. The Badgers score. Palatichuk, Lindmark the redirect. Wisconsin on the board first, 1-0.
Just simple play. Back to the point. Joe Palatichuk picks it up. It didn't look like he had much of a lane, but he found it through. It was actually probably headed wide, but Owen Lindmark, right around the hash marks, changed the direction towards the net. I think it went probably to the five hole of Bischel. We'll get to see a replay here, but looked pretty harmless. Really good job by Owen Lindmark. His stick wasn't in position at first. He had some physical contact, and he made a quick move across his body to get his stick in position, and beautiful redirection.
12:40, the time of that goal in the second period by Owen Lindmark, his eighth goal this season. He has 15 points in the 15 games he's played this year. And the Badgers on top 1-0. And when they score first this season, they are 13-0. Blue line, Celia with it. Pressured a bit by Fisher. Lost the puck. Moynihan has it. Here's Knubel now. Knubel pressured from behind by Lucius. His teammate Bavaro had already gone into the offensive zone before he got the puck anywhere near the blue line, so Notre Dame had to touch up. Dexheimer, deep in his own zone, just gave it away. Pass towards Slaggart in the slot. He got tripped down by his own teammate, Moynihan. Badgers 3-on-2 to our right, or left, that is. Lucius, backside left, Saint foul. That puck handcuffed him. Lucius now in the corner, slowed by Seedham. Takes the puck away. Former Providence Friar, Seedham. Beg your pardon, 3 years at Harvard for Seedham. It's Moynihan who played at Providence. There are two transfers on this Notre Dame squad. Seedham was a pretty good point producer from the blue line for Harvard, too. 58 points in 119 games. He's got 13 points with 12 assists so far this year at Notre Dame. Badger steal. Celia slides it ahead to Stramel. Cut off by Mastro Domenico, but Charlie chases it down in the corner. Braced for contact. Getting some support now from Tassie. Reaching for the loose puck, Tyson Dick. Stramel still battling for it, too. Dick poked it back deeper below the goal line. Stramel and Tassie still battling. Tassie won it, rimmed it around left side shoals. Skates it to the center point. Now Vorlicki, right point. Throws one, redirected by Dick and Y. Shoals down the left wing. Tried to feed Tassie behind the net. Intercepted by Mastro Domenico, taken away by Tassie. Tried to force it deeper for Dick, and that was deflected out to center. Badgers some pretty good pressure here offensively with 5:24 to go in the second. A 1-0 Wisconsin lead on Lindmark's eighth goal of the year. Center ice, the puck comes. Scholl fell down as he tried to throw it deep. Now here's Strand on the attack. Three Badgers back. Strand left wing pass. Carpenter, he shoots one low, and a pad save made by McClellan. He just stuck out that left skate far enough.
Some good velocity on that snapshot there coming down the left wing.
Tyler Carpenter, a junior, played for the Chicago Mission after 3 years, or before 3 years, with the Omaha Lancers. Here's Strand now. Janicki sidesteps a would-be check, and the Badgers take the puck away. Only three penalties so far tonight. Two on the Badgers, both on Horbach. Either team able to score on the power play. A Badgers even-strength goal by Owen Lindmark at 12:40 of this period, as Wisconsin on top. 4.5 minutes to go in this second frame. Horbach steal. Left side, Lotch tried to get it deep. Had his stick deflected. Notre Dame center ice. Justin Janicki scoops it ahead. And the Irish need a change, and the Badgers have possession. Horbach works his way to center and then to the blue line, but Whitelaw had come across as Horbach skated and made an extra move. Offside called on Wisconsin. 4:13 to go, second period, 1-0 Badgers.
It's amazing right now in the last 5 minutes or so. Notre Dame can't make a play without Wisconsin getting a stick on it. Even the last play, it was just looked like an easy dump-in.
Yep.
Wisconsin blocked the dump-in with their stick along the sideboards. Right now, just the pressure in the offensive zone mostly, just making it really difficult on Notre Dame.
Badgers won the faceoff, dumped it in. Bischel leaves it for Plaszynski, and then he threw it to the stick of Horbach. There's William Whitelaw, who is credited with a secondary assist on Lindmark's goal at 12:40. For Whitelaw, he's got 12 points this season. The freshman from Rosemount, Minnesota, tried to send it deep in the offensive zone, and his attempt hit his teammate Lindmark, who gave the puck to Notre Dame. Fisher was going to hammer it in the corner. At least that's what it looked like. And instead, he hammered it on goal. And McClellan, paying attention, made the stop. Hung on. Faceoff to come in the Wisconsin zone. 3:35 left in the second. 1-0 Badgers.
Not a terrible play by Notre Dame there. They've been having trouble, again, even getting the puck down deep. So you put it on net from right at the blue line. not expected play, and you get an offensive zone faceoff here. And as you mentioned, two really good faceoff teams, and Notre Dame had the edge early.
Cole Knuble to take the draw, about 51% the faceoff circle for the freshman centerman for Notre Dame against Cilia, who's at 60%. Knuble won this draw. And a faceoff play, Slaggart tried to work a give-and-go with Seedham, but Seedham was tied up by DeSaint Fowle. The play didn't work, and Wisconsin comes out of its own end. Forlicky pitched it to the corner, tried to chase it down. Mastro Domenico gets in his way, but Mike still got his stick on it first. Lucius battling in the corner, but it's taken by Notre Dame. Knuble now at center. Fans off to his left and looking right down the middle. Mastro Domenico shoots one, save made by McClellan. He dropped it out of his glove and then used the paddle of his stick to draw it back to him and cover. With 3:07 to go in the second period, 1-0 Badgers.
A couple of plays like that tonight for McClellan, but he's been quick to cover up the loose puck. And Landon Slaggart there looking for the rebound, but Mike Vorlicky there. Protect this goaltender, keep Slaggart, the 12-goal scorer, away from the net.
Landon Slaggart, his preseason first team All-Big Ten last year, and then struggled through a 7-goal campaign. 7 goals, 13 points. He had 12 goals as a sophomore. This year, 12 goals this season, 17 points for Landon Slaggart, the team captain. And a rising shot trying to go short side was Bavaro, missed the net. Strand now with it right side to the point, Fisher. Low shot, didn't get through. Bounced to the high slot, Stramel after it, he'll get there first. Tried to tap it ahead to Tassie, gets the job done. Left wing, Tassie with a puck, tried to pass it backside to Dick. Never got it to him, came off the end boards, and then Dick threw one through the low slot. No one home for the Badgers. Stramel retrieves the puck. Right wing pass, knocked down by Dick. Pass intended for Tassie, tied up. Penalty called on Notre Dame. Wisconsin's going to get a Kunis power play, a cross-checking penalty on the Irish and the Badgers. With 2:35 left in the second period, trying to add to their 1-0 lead.
That was a nifty play by Tyson Dick along the sideboards.
2 minutes for cross-checking.
And you heard it, Bavaro cross-checking at 17:25.
Sorry, yeah, I think it was Charlie Stramel at the blue line. Glad he got the puck down deep because there was some pressure on him. Get it safe because he was the last line of defense there, but pass it across the zone, and Tyson Dick just kind of gloved it down, punched it down, controlled the puck. And then eventually Notre Dame had to take a penalty because of it.
Cilia, Tassie, Lucius, DeSaint Fowle, Dexheimer on this Badgers power play. Again, Carson Bantle made the trip to South Bend, but unavailable because of an illness today. So Tassie taking Bantle's spot in front of the opposing nets. Notre Dame won the draw. Slaggart skated it out to center and tried to send it into the Wisconsin zone, but he hit the curved glass at the Badger bench, and it just bounced out of play, so they'll drop the puck at neutral ice. Wisconsin trying to get its power play going here. Badgers averaging 3.4 goals per game and 3.8 in Big Ten play, so scoring plenty. But just think if this power play would get clicking. Badgers are 10-0 when they score a power play goal this season. But Notre Dame's got the puck.
Notre Dame's won a couple of faceoffs here to start this and grab possession of the puck right off the bat. They've killed 30 seconds because of it.
Badgers had won 11 of the first 16 faceoffs in this second period. Now they turn it over at the offensive blue line. 2-on-2, Trevor Janicki with Silanoff. Janicki protects the puck and now throws it back to Plisinski, who will race back forward as Notre Dame elects just to rag the puck a little bit. 1:45 to go in the period. 1:10 left on this Kunis power play. And so far, the Badgers haven't had any possession in the offensive zone. Although Stramel helps here. Whitelaw, center point, Dexheimer. Back Whitelaw, one-timer. Ooh, that went off the body of Mastro Domenico to the far wall. Tracked down by Cilia. Now Lucius with it. Hash marks right. Steps to the dot. Sets up Cilia. Swing and a miss.
Leading a shift there for that unit. Wonder if Cilia was a little tired and missed that one.
Whitelaw now hands it to Dick. Refeeds Whitelaw, low left. Backhand shot went off the stick of Plisinski on goal, and Bischel was in position to make the stop. And then Notre Dame sends it the length of the ice. Only a half minute to go on this Badgers power play. 1 minute left in the second period. 1-0 Wisconsin. Lead feed, Whitelaw. Had it batted off his stick from behind and all the way down again. And now here's Palatichuk. Left wing Dick, 50 seconds left in the period. 10 on the power play. Whitelaw tried to chop it back to Pilatichuk. Nothing on it. Taken by Justin Janicki. They'll kill off this power play. Janicki looking shorthanded. Fisher coming in low left. Mishandled the puck. Pass back Janicki. Wide open Strand. He stuffs it. 1-1 game here in South Bend.
Yeah, the puck's that one. Up on the rush for Notre Dame. The bounces this time went the right way for the Fighting Irish. Flipped over in Wisconsin, still killing the penalty, or still in the power play. Just trying to get back and scramble. And it was Notre Dame's guy on the right side, wide open with the last bounce. Just popped it into an empty net.
Hunter Strand from Anchorage, Alaska. That's his third goal of the season. Third goal in the last five games he's played against Wisconsin. It comes at 19-24.
Shorthanded goal for the Irish.
And that's their first shorty of the year. The Badgers are 0-for-2 on the power play. And I think it's a shorthander. It's awfully close, is it? Did it go down as such?
Yeah, I mean, there's a Notre Dame player still in the box when they restarted.
Gotcha. Because all of a sudden they had five on the ice. So Strand from Janicki and Fisher at 19-24. Badgers, 6 seconds left. Low left, Lodge carries it in front. Couldn't get a backhander off. Bischel down and out. A penalty coming up on Notre Dame as the period comes to a close. Oh, Daniel Lodge making something happen offensively, and he had Bischel out of position. Had he been able to shoot the puck, he had pretty much the entire net to go for, but he got hooked and could never get the shot off.
Definitely a goal-saving penalty there. You talk about a good penalty. That was it right there, because Daniel Lodge skated past Bischel, had the net.
Notre Dame number 15, two-minute minor hooking.
Davis gets the hooking penalty at 20 minutes, so the Badgers will get a power play when the third period begins. But Notre Dame gets a shorthanded goal to pull even by Hunter Strand about 7 minutes after Owen Lindmark had given Wisconsin the lead. It's 1-1. The Badgers and the Fighting Irish, after two periods of play, will return in a minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 1-1 after two here in South Bend. The Badgers took the lead on Owen Lindmark's redirect of Joe Pilatichuk's shot at 12:40. William Whitelaw got the secondary assist. Eighth goal of the year for Lindmark. The Badgers had a 1-0 lead, but during their second power play of the game, the Badgers gave up a shorthander to Hunter Strand from Justin Janicki and defenseman Paul Fisher at 19-24. Strand's third goal of the season. That made it 1-1. Both teams are 0-for-2 on the power play. Both went 0-for-1 on the man advantage in that second period. Notre Dame had 11 shots on goal in that second period compared to Wisconsin's 6. Ryan Bischel, 16 saves through two periods. Kyle McClellan has 20 so far for the Badgers. A 1-1 game here in South Bend as we get set for the third period of play.
As special teams there for Wisconsin, that was a tough power play again. The second unit seems to have gotten a little bit better chances, but they were really quick. They got the puck in and got a couple shots on right away and never really set up and got any offensive zone time to get that rhythm. And unfortunately for Wisconsin, Notre Dame found a way right at the end of the period, late in the penalty kill with like about a second left, I believe, to get a couple of kind of a nice bounce on a rush to a wide open Notre Dame player, and Hunter Strand finished it. We're going to the third period, evened up.
It's 1-1 Wisconsin and Notre Dame, and we'll check the scoreboard when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
There's no better time than now to join Badger men's basketball at the Kohl Center. Secure your seats today and be there as the Badgers face off against Big Ten rivals all month on their home court. For more information on Wisconsin men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good.
That's a
decent goal. I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month? One. Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's Restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4-game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com. The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
That penalty at the end of the second period, not to Jaden Davis, the freshman centerman, but to senior defenseman Drew Bavaro, hooking at 20 minutes. So the Badgers will start the third period on a power play. Wisconsin 1, Notre Dame 1, and the third period's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
By UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Brian Posick and Paul Campobianco here in South Bend. The Badgers and Notre Dame tied at one as we head to the third period of play. Badgers have outscored their opponents in the third period this season 25-9. Notre Dame's outscored its opponents in the third period this season 22-10. Who's going to get the winner? And will it only take one? Badgers on a Kunis power play to start this third period. But the Badgers cough up the puck in the offensive zone. Cilia trying to win it back, but it gets to the stick of Landon Slaggart one on two. He throws it through the legs of Dexheimer on goal, and McClellan paddles it off to Wisconsin's D. St. Foul. Slaggart then wiped out in the Wisconsin end. Here come the Badgers on the attack. Across the line, D. St. Foul slot. He's open. Doesn't look at the net. Stick handling and finds Lucius now. Low right. Cruz Lucius, a point per game this season for the sophomore forward. Carolina Hurricanes draft choice. Fell down, lost the puck. Badgers get it back. Tassie behind the net, throws it up through the slot. Dexheimer settles the wobbling puck. Now DeSaint foul! Wrists one on goal and a save made by Bischel, who hangs on for a faceoff.
The Badgers lost the opening faceoff on the power play. They haven't been doing well in those faceoffs, but they ended up. Puck went all the way back to Notre Dame's end, but the Badger pressure forced the turnover, and they did end up getting some offensive zone time. One of the little they've had on the power play tonight.
Oddly, the Badgers won 17 or 11 of 17 faceoffs in the second period, but it didn't seem like they won that many, especially near the end of the period. The Badgers kept losing them, and here it's a serious battle, and Tyson Dick picks up a loose puck, and he shot it up off the glass and out of play. Another offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Wisconsin Badgers. 55 seconds into the third, a 1-1 game. Owen Lindmark gave the Badgers the lead with his eighth goal this season. Six of his eight goals have come in Big Ten play. He's taking the draw now. Stramel and Dick with Whitelaw and Palatichuk. Badgers win the faceoff. Palatichuk straight away. Left wing now Lindmark. Looking, pressured by Trevor Janicki. What's he going to do? He shoots one. Blocker save made by Bischel. Right back to Lindmark. Blind pass. And it went right to the stick of Grant Silanoff, who sends it all the way down.
See on that play, when Lindmark on the side boards wanted to go back to the point. And Notre Dame, obviously, with some scouting, knew that they didn't want him to do that. And Owen finally gave up and moved across.
Good hustle by Tassie to hold his own. No! A blue line pass. Cross ice. Tassie had just come off the bench, and it looked like it stayed on the paint. But the linesman said no, and a faceoff outside the Notre Dame zone. 36 seconds left on the Badgers' power play. Cilia against Strand, and Strand won the draw. Back to Bavaro, who must not have been penalized, even though it was he that was listed on the stat broadcast. Now Strand shooting one shorthanded. Gloved by McClellan. He hangs on. Boy, he had Bavaro wide open coming down the right wing. Didn't see him. Notre Dame's been better on Wisconsin's power play than Wisconsin has been, unfortunately.
Now obviously, they got the shorthanded goal. They're up 1-0 there. So, plus one on the special teams.
Yep. 15 seconds, beg your pardon, 24 seconds left on the penalty to Jaden Davis, 15. And out comes Mellenbacher, Stang, and Scholl. Mike Hastings not messing around here, just getting the fourth line out. Mellenbacher carries it across. Ran into traffic and lost the puck. Knubel took it away, slides it ahead, intended for Slaggart. Cut off by Lodge, who took the puck away. Good defensive play by Lodge. Badgers the other way. Mellenbacher gains the zone. Scholl with it, half boards left. Shoots one on goal. Bischel easy save. And Notre Dame's killed off the power play. And then the puck squirts in front of the Notre Dame cage. And Bischel has to dive out and cover as Mellenbacher was sniffing around.
Nice play by Lodge on the back end. Made it a 4-on-2, basically a rush. Wisconsin's bottom line for on this line chart tonight just went in and made a simple play and puck ended up back in front of the net, caused a little bit of havoc. Even though, again, the fourth line out there for the last 20 plus seconds of the around 20 seconds of the power play.
Lindmark, Horbach, and Whitelaw now on the ice for the Badgers. And the puck still loose in the circle, and Landon Slaggart comes out of there with it and coughed it up to Whitelaw. And a pass to the right wing to Horbach, handcuffed him, couldn't get his stick down to play it. Scholl pinches in, bouncing puck in the circle to the left of Bischel, taken by Notre Dame. Bank pass ahead, Slaggart, good speed, chased it down, but really deep in the Wisconsin zone to the corner, knocked off balance by Vorlicki, who kicks it to the near wall. Whitelaw can't clear, Boltman able to hold and dump it deeper. But Vorlicki will chase down the puck on the far side with some room. Up ahead to Lindmark. Taps it middle of the ice. Horbach. Now to Vorlicki. Hands off. Cross the line. Whitelaw. Looking. Shooting one low. Easy stick save for Bischel and into the mesh. And the stoppage in play with 17:15 to go in the third. Still 1-1. Ryan Bischel, last year's Big Ten Goalie of the Year and second-team All-American. His record was only 16-16-4, but he had a .239 goals against, a .931 save percentage, and five shutouts. And if it wasn't for Bischel, not only would Notre Dame likely not have finished .500 a year ago, they wouldn't be two games over .500 this year. That's the thought here in South Bend. He is very, very good, and a free agent, too. From Benilde St. Margaret's, Ryan Bischel, a Clark Cup champion with the Fargo Force back in 2018. Charlie Strabel, low left, stick handling with the puck. Out to the point, Blatichuk shoots one, and reaching left is Bischel. He makes the save. Really no traffic in front. He saw that shot all the way.
Good work there by Wisconsin, though. Won the puck along the backboards. Got exactly what they wanted up to the defenseman at the point. The only thing they were missing was, like you mentioned, people in front of Bischel to make it a little more difficult. Although, similar play earlier is when Wisconsin scored and got a redirect.
Tyson Dade lost the draw to Trevor Janicki out to center. Bounces past Silanoff. Foot race now Ali and Dexheimer. Puck goes below the Badgers' goal line. Ali got there first. And then knocked off balance by Dexheimer, who took it away. Nice play by the sophomore defenseman, Ben Dexheimer, who dumps it in. Dick on the chase. Gets to the puck behind the net. Centered one. No one there for the Badgers. To the stick of Plisinski. He angles a pass left wing to the center ice. And Janicki knocked down from behind by Kerr. Didn't hit him strongly enough for a penalty. And now the Badgers have it as Notre Dame in the midst of a change. Daniel Lodge, stick handling to center, gains the red line and whips it in. Off the dasher, past Bischel, near side. Cilia picks it up, shoots one wide on the glove side. Lodge now with it, left point. Flings it back behind the net. Lucius with Bavaro on him. That's a big boy, Bavaro. Lucius stuck his shoulder into him, couldn't win the puck free. Lodge picked it up in the left point and wristed one, or snapped one off, I should say, at Bischel, who made another glove save, and he hangs on. 23 shots on goal now for the Badgers, 22 for Notre Dame. Still 1-1 with 16:06 to go in the third.
A couple of defensemen taking advantage of their physical attributes. Daniel Lodge through the neutral zone. So long, he makes a play, skates it around a defenseman or around a forward for Notre Dame and gets the puck in. And then Bavaro and Cruz Lucius just leans into him a little bit, takes him off the puck out of the play.
Faceoff warning on Wisconsin. Sawyer Scholl a little premature getting into the circle. And Notre Dame won the draw out to center. It bounces past Lodge, and Anthony Kerr comes over to help his D partner. Got enough of it to bounce it over the stick of Carpenter. Pass back door wide open was Carter Slaggart on the pass from Davis, but it was on his backhand. He just couldn't catch it. Otherwise, it was he and McClellan one-on-one, and Kyle dove out and covered the puck.
The puck came to Slaggart right wide open and couldn't handle it. Popped up right to Kyle McClellan for a pretty easy cover-up. Yes, dangerous place to be wide open.
Carter Slaggart. The youngest of three Slaggart boys. Graham was a captain here at Notre Dame. He's now playing in the American Hockey League in Rochester with Michael Mersch and Linus Weisbach. Landon, the middle son, team captain, and then Carter Slaggart. Spent a couple of years with the National Team Development Program, won a gold medal with the United States in the U18 World Championship last year. And all three, the sons of associate head coach Andy Slaggart, who has a couple of Wisconsin connections I'll tell you about. DeSaint Thal setting up Lucius. His shot blocked by Fisher in front. Notre Dame can't clear. Scholl's left wing, DeSaint Thal skates into the middle. His shot deflected off the stick of Fisher. Fumbled it a bit. Now bumps it off the end boards for his D partner, Bavaro, and he throws it out through center. It bounced past a number of players. Should be icing on Notre Dame, and it is. So Andy Slaggart has been Jeff Jackson's right-hand man since Jackson came to Notre Dame. Andy's brother-in-law, his wife's brother, is Trey Toomey, former Wisconsin Badger. Won a national championship in 1990. Toomey played from 89 to 91. Toomey started his career at St. Cloud State, where one of his teammates was now Wisconsin head coach Mike Hastings. In 1986 to 88, the two played together. And then Toomey's son, Parker, played for Hastings at Minnesota State from 2016 to 2020. Parker had 132 points, three regular season championships in the WCHA, three NCAA tournament bids, and now Parker's playing in Germany. Trey Toomey, by the way, is the head coach of Rittnerbaum in Italy.
Which one of them knows Kevin Bacon?
Badgers just iced the puck. Face off down in the Wisconsin zone.
Hockey is a small world, as they say sometimes.
It really is amazing. It is. Face off to McClellan's right with 15:01 to go in the third period. A 1-1 game. Both goals scored in the second period. Owen Lindmark on a deflected shot by Joe Palatichuk at 12:40, and then Hunter Strand with a layup on a shorthanded attempt on basically a fortunate bounce. Pass down low left, and a chance for Janicki, kicked out by McClellan. Oh, in tight, Fleming found Janicki, didn't get a lot on the shot. Now Whitelaw trying to go five-hole, Bischel closed the door. Notre Dame snapping off a pass, Janicki from Strand. Justin Janicki dumps it in, Lodge to it first. Moved it along for Kerr and picks it up with speed. Kerr angles a pass right wing, Tassie coming in right side and was going to toe pull it and got knocked down, fell down with Jake Boltman. And now the Badgers fire one that ricochets to the far wall. Lodge scoops it along for Dick. Open man slot, Stramel can't kick it to his forehand, taken away by Notre Dame. Hunter Strand now bumps it ahead for Moynihan, too far. Kerr after it, able to reverse to the near side, and Charlie Stramel, who just did a 360 trying to locate the puck in his skates, which are 6 feet, 3 inches below him. Still loose in the circles. And it's eventually gathered in by Wisconsin's Dick. 3-on-3 to our right. Stramel across the line, cutting the slot. Pass got through left wing, and Simon Tassie shanked it to the far corner. Landon Slaggart now with it for Notre Dame, protecting the puck and bumps it back to Seedham. Ryan Seedham from Madison, New Jersey.
I was going to use that.
Oh. Badger steal, Stang. Nifty little backhand to Schulz, and he'll hammer it in. Left corner to right. Holding for Licky. Can't, actually. Chopped away from Carter Slaggart. Hustling back Zach Schulz. He gets there quickly and fends off Carter Slaggart. Breakout pass to Mellenbacher. Finds for Licky. Carries through center. Forlicky around Carpenter. Forlicky low right. Back behind the net, Mike Forlicky. And passes to the slot. Bounces through to Palatichuk. Low right. Shoots one. And it got through. And Bischel made the stop and then covers. 13:02 to go in the third. Still 1-1 Wisconsin and Notre Dame.
We've seen Mike Forlicky on the rush more than once. Even last weekend at the holiday faceoff. Been very active lately. But Notre Dame's just so good keeping everyone on the outside. He had tried to get around to the net. Just stayed with him the whole time and kept him on the outside, and Wisconsin on the outside.
Top line out for the Badgers. Cilia, Lucius, and DeSaint foul with Dexheimer and Palatichuk. Face off to Bischel's left. Puck still on the dot. Still on the dot. And now Notre Dame comes out of there with it. 3-on-2, potentially to our left. Silanoff cross the line. Fisher pass towards Fisher, who was cut off by Dexheimer and paddled away by McClellan. Janicki holds the zone, though. Trevor Janicki, spin move left wing to the point for Barrow. Far side now, it's Fisher. Cross ice, here's Ali, and a nice save made by McClellan. Read that play, came right, fought it off with his chest. Silanoff now had the stick, or the puck chopped off his stick. Badgers Dexheimer after it. DeSaint foul just got walloped from behind as he snapped off a pass to Cilia. Headman's Lucius, hard to the net. Cilia trailing. Palatichuk shoots one, and that goes wide. Delayed penalty coming up on Notre Dame. Wisconsin will get a power play. Another power play, third in a row for the Badgers, who are going to try to snap a 1-1 tie after DeSaint foul got bowled over a moment ago.
Notre Dame number 4 has a 2-minute minor for checking from behind.
Mastro Domenico. Check from behind at 7:40. Big save by McClellan a moment ago, and now the Badgers with a Kunis power play.
Yeah, Ali had the puck, the left-handed shot to the right of Kyle McClellan. It took him a little bit too much time to take that shot. Grabbed it, kind of loaded, and fired away and gave Kyle McClellan lots of time to get over. Wasn't really in a position with a one-timer the way his hand was on the outside, and gave Badgers a chance to get to block the play.
Warning on Wisconsin. Face off to the left of Bischel. Power play. Lindmark, Stramel, Palatichuk, Whitelaw, and Dick. Polatichuk shoots one. It got deflected by Plazinski to the corner. Stick after it, trying to protect. Nice job by Lindmark to lift the stick of Knubel to allow Polatichuk to get to the puck and hold the zone, but he couldn't. Now Whitelaw, slot Dick, right wing, it's Lindmark. Tracks it down at the goal line right. Slot, Strable scores from Lindmark. Power play goal, Badgers lead 2-1.
What a play by, I think it was Ben Dexheimer, getting the puck in. Took a hit, got the puck over the blue line, kept control, and put it to some open ice for Wisconsin. Lindmark on the side found Charlie Stremel. Again, Notre Dame was kind of scrambling to get back into play, and Stremel was wide open in the high slot. And just a one-timer beats the goaltender, and Wisconsin capitalizes on the power play, finally.
Badgers 1-for-4 on the man advantage. Stremel with a power play goal at 8:02 for Charlie, his third goal of the season. Give Lindmark the primary assist. Tyson Dick gets the secondary. And it's a 2-1 Wisconsin lead. Charlie Stremel, who had a goal and three assists against Penn State in the last Big Ten series, gets the go-ahead goal here at the 8:02 mark of the third period. Big goal for the Minnesota Wild first-round draft choice. Will two be enough here tonight? Mellenbacher back out with Scholl and Stang. Badgers win a draw. Stang scoops it ahead past the defenseman Fisher, trying to beat Bavaro to the puck. He hustles after it and then collides with the end boards and tumbles down. Good retrieval, though, Mellenbacher. Spang was open in the slot. Mellenbacher's pass to Stang was deflected and taken by Notre Dame. Chopped at far side. Strand now with it. Slowed by Stang. Puck slides free. Justin Janicki at center. And he'll shoot one low towards the Badgers' cage and redirected by McClellan out of play. 11 and a half minutes to go in the third. A 2-1 Wisconsin lead.
Special teams had been first three times for Wisconsin and just hurt them. I mean, they flat out gave up a shorthanded goal to tie the game late in the second period, and this time they finally capitalized. Again, a great individual effort by Ben Dexheimer at the blue line, and nice little nifty backhand by Tyson Dick to set up Owen Lindmark in the corner.
Cilia just won his 11th of 18 faceoffs, and now Cruz Lucius accidentally heaves the puck into the Badgers bench. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center. Brewpub, lots and lots of pizza, Old Dutch chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Badgers don't play at home again. Well, they'll be home next weekend against Lindenwood for a non-conference series, but they don't have another Big Ten home series for 3-4 weeks. First weekend in February when Minnesota comes to town. Oh, bouncing puck towards McClellan. Can't cover. Still loose to his left. Trickles to the corner. Tracked down by Ali. And now Trevor Jenicky. Pass towards the front of the net. Deflected behind the cage. Borlicki misplays. Jenicky now with it. Slowed by Wisconsin Cilia and the Badgers' D. St. Foul at center. Right wing pass, tough catch for Lucius. He made it, but couldn't control at the blue line. And then Bavaro walked by Dick, 2-on-1 with Ali. Slides it to Ali, and McClellan with a glove save. Oh, that pass had eyes. It got through the Badgers' defense, and Ali with his second golden opportunity, and McClellan stopped him again.
Bavaro, nice play. He was good against Wisconsin last year. Kind of lost. I'm not sure if he made that pass on purpose or he tried to make a pass around or a play around Polatichuk and lost it, but it went straight to Ali inside the dot, below, right around the hash mark, and Kyle McClellan was out, had his glove out, and that's where the puck ended up.
Face off to McClellan's right, and a blast from the point by Carpenter didn't get through. Boy, they have nice face-off plays, and they've been winning face-offs and getting chances. Long-range shot blocked. Goes to the far side. Held in, though, by Mastro Domenico. His second bid blocked by the Badgers. Out to center ice it comes.
You see the mentality change here by Notre Dame. They're just firing pucks from everything right now, trying to get pucks around the net and see what happens.
Carter Slagert, low left. Dexheimer shoves him against the wall. Puck rolls to the far side boards. Boltman in deep. Lost the handle. Taken by Dexheimer. Rims it around to the stick of Stremel, who just moments ago scored the go-ahead goal. 2-1 Wisconsin. 10 minutes to go. Third period in South Bend. Stremel ran into a couple of Irish. Lost the puck. Hunter Strand now. Strand runs into a couple of Badgers. lost the puck. And now a penalty coming up on Wisconsin. Penalty on the Badgers with 9:54 to go. Palatichuk was mixing it up with Carter Slaggart. And Joe Palatichuk is going to the penalty box. And the referees are going to take a look at video replay to determine whether this should be a two-minute minor or five-minute major. I didn't see the contact, did you?
I didn't. I think it might have been from behind, but the refs right away announced that they were going to take a look. So it was kind of away from the play, or at least where the puck ended up. So kind of we're looking another place following the action.
Badgers have been so disciplined this season. Only two penalties so far tonight, but this one could be a big one. We'll have it for you. 9:54 to go in the third. Badgers lead Notre Dame 2-1. Don't go anywhere. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, honey, how was your trip to Menards?
Awesome. The Menards bag sale is back.
Oh, what's the bag sale?
You grab a bag in store and save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag. I got a new cordless drill, LED bulbs to help with the electric bill, stocked up on toothpaste, always need batteries, and paint for the mudroom, plus all my favorite snacks. Where are you going?
Menards. We're out of cleaning supplies.
Hurry in. Grab a bag in store now through January 14th. Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
A different view than I had.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, which reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Well, Joe Palatichuk gets a two-minute, make that a five-minute major in a game misconduct for cross-checking at 10:06.
Looked like the two players kind of got caught up with their feet. The Notre Dame player down. Palatichuk went back and gave him a cross check while he was down on the ice. And that was the call.
So a major penalty. Badgers have been perfect on the penalty kill against majors this season. Five-minute majors, 5 for 5. And Patrick Moynihan was open left wing and just fell over himself and lost the puck. Badgers clear. But now Notre Dame quickly back on the attack. Cole Kadubel. Good poke check by Wisconsin. Cilia goes to Landon Slaggart. Slowed by Kerr. Kadubel now below the goal line right. Brims it around to the left wall and Strand. Badgers shorthanded leading 2-1 halfway through the third. Seedham holds the zone. Skates it to the right. Now Slaggart, half boards right. Walks to the dot. Goal line Kadubel. Couldn't handle the pass. Pitched it to the far corner. Strand had it. And then poked away from him by Scholes and cleared by D. St. Foul. Badgers have killed off 50 seconds of the five-minute major to Joe Palatichuk.
Looking back before the penalty was called, Badgers had a chance to get the puck in and lost track of it over the red line. And that's what happens when you not necessarily get done what you want to get done.
Justin Janicki skates into the attacking zone behind the net. Slowed by Lotch. Janicki retrieves the puck. It's Fisher forced out to the left point, and he'll hammer it in. It rims around to the right corner. Misplayed there by Brennan, or Maddox Fleming, beg your pardon. The Badgers again clear it all the way down. They've killed off 90 seconds of this five-minute major. DeSaint Foul, Cilia, joined by Scholes and Kerr. So Wisconsin already minus some ill and injured players. Lose Joe Palatichuk for the rest of the game, down to 5 defensemen. 6 if you count Luke LeMaster, who just rejoined the team on Monday and made the trip out of necessity. Badgers win the puck behind their own net and get enough of it to roll it out to center. So far so good on the penalty kill, Paul.
Yeah, Notre Dame, a couple of their own passes have helped as well.
Slaggart staggers his way past Horvat. Put it to the right circle, and Knubel shot too high. Wow. Nice pass by Slaggart.
And great shot attempt there, kicking it kind of out of the air in a weird angle.
Now here's Fleming, left circle. His shot blocked by Kerr. Tries to locate. DeSaint Fowl can't reach the puck. Slaggart, no-look pass intended for Knubel. Came free to the slot. Fleming taps it off far side. Strand stopped by McClellan as he slides to his left. Halfway through the five-minute major penalty against Palatichuk. Here's Moynihan. Center point. Defenseman Seedham to Knubel. Knubel, four goals last weekend after scoring just one in the first 19 games. Seedham, Knubel, one-timer to the breadbasket of McClellan. He made the save and gave up no rebound. 2:14 left in the five-minute major to Palatichuk. Still 2-1 Wisconsin, 7:07 left in the third.
Badgers will take that. A shot across, a one-timer, but Kyle McClellan got over there in plenty of time, and he could see it the entire time. I don't know if you could hear it, but Badger bench had a little bit of yell in the corner at one point. Zach Schultz had his stick kind of held. He tried to make a play. Couldn't get a stick on it. Badger bench yelled up, but obviously nothing was called.
When Lindmark wins the defensive zone faceoff, and the Badgers send it all the way down.